Part two, shepherds, temples, safe places. All right, let's go look at the scripture. It's a couple scriptures. In Acts 7:47, it does talk about Solomon. It says, all right, let's start with verse 45. All right, no, I'm going to go up a little bit further about the tabernacles. The tabernacle versus the temple, sort of. Verse 7:42, then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Because they built the golden calf. Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch. Okay, Moloch is basically infant sacrifice, human sacrifice, and blood. And the altar of your God, Rephaim, which you made to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Okay, so that was the tabernacle of Moses. God knew the children of Israel would go to worship idols, just like the children in the United States. Which also our fathers, the cause after, brought us in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers to the days of David, who found favor. David found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, as says the prophets. Heaven is my throne, Isaiah 66, I believe, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hand made all these things, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears? Yeah, we're not talking the other circumcision. Your heart needs to be circumcised. Your ears need to be circumcised. You do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. So do you. All right. This is really an important subject because it says in Corinthians, know ye not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a child of evangelism. Excuse me, child evangelism song I used to teach my kids. And yes, they're my kids. They weren't brought up on Uncle Scrooge. They were brought up on scriptures. Acts 15:16 says about the tabernacle of David. And after this, I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of man might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all these things. Known to God are all his works from the beginning of the world. No, it's not the building program. It's we're the building program. People are the building program. and to bring them into, you know, right order, that they might have the fullness of the Holy Spirit and step by step come into their full authority, as Paul said. Some of you are children, you know, you're on milk, and you're still babies. We love the babies, but you need to go on to me. And there are you young men. You understand who Satan is, and you've gotten some victories, but you don't have very many spiritual fathers who have not only brought people into the kingdom, but they discipled them and raised them up into their calling and ministries, instead of holding on to them and enslaving them to do their ministry vision. I've seen lots of that. Lots of that. You won't find that in the persecuted church. Nope. You know, the requirements. Uh-oh. Looks like rain. Oh, yay, rain. We love the rain. This is the latter rain. It's been pouring. I'm going to stop for a brief second.